It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our show, Border Crossings, live from downtown D.C. We're getting ready to celebrate the Cap Stanley Cup win. That's a big parade here in D.C. tomorrow. And everybody's got Cap fever. And we are back to work after the nice weekend break. And I hope you're ready for an hour of requests. If you'd like to join the show, we've got two interns who are here now helping us. It's Veronica and Alexandra. And you're welcome to call our studios at 202-619-2077 for Border Crossing Central. We'll start off today's show with this request, which comes to us from Ghana and Clavsado de Miso. And this is a song from Guns N' Roses called Welcome to the Border Crossings Jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
Border Crossings and Guns N' Roses, who performed on Saturday night in Donington Park in the UK at the Download Music Festival, along with many big-name classic rock stars and alternative rock stars. And Guns N' Roses played for 3.5 hours. You would never know Axl Rose is 56. By the way, he ran back and forth on stage. A couple of years ago, when Guns N' Roses finally got back on the road, he had a broken leg, and he did the show sitting down in a chair, a throne, the whole time. But he's well beyond that problem. And he's just running around having a good time. Slash was even back with the band. So it was great to see Slash playing guitar during the big Download Festival. Slash was selling his house for $9 million in Beverly Hills. And I was looking at it. It's a beautiful place, but $9 million is a little bit expensive. Not as expensive as the most expensive house on the market in Hollywood, California right now, which is selling for $46 million. How would you like that house? $46 million. Thanks for joining us on Border Crossings. We're absolutely free, and some people say we're worth it, too. If you'd like to join, call 202-619-2077. I see the phones are ringing. Alexandra and Veronica will be arm wrestling over who gets to answer and talk to you at 202-619-2077. We're all here for this Monday as we begin our week together. Adama Ghana wants me to play a song from Ariana Grande's upcoming new album. It's called Sweetener, and she's been getting very sweet with Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live. They have made their relationship very public. They're posting photos online of the two of them together, and both of them recently posted a photo on Instagram dressed up, both of them, as Harry Potter, because apparently Ariana is a huge Harry Potter fan. And so Pete was kind of having fun with that, and the two of them put on the Harry Potter costume. Here's Ariana Grande for everybody around the world, including you, Adama. And this is called No Tears Left to Cry.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm in a state of mind. dancing, so we turning up. Yeah, we turning it up.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You've got that smile that only heaven can make. I pray to God every day that you keep that smile. Yeah. You are my dream. There's not a thing I won't do. I'll give my life up for you. You are my dream. And baby, everything that I have is yours. You will never go cold or hungry. I'll be there when you're insecure. Let you know that you always love me, girl. Cause you are the only thing that I got.
And you got two guys with a questionable past. You've got Chris Brown and Justin Bieber together on that song, a request from Peter Kerr. And Peter listens in Malawal Lock on 93.5 FM. And that song from Chris and Justin is called Next to You. Chris Brown has his album out, Heartbreak on a Full Moon, his latest. His tour is beginning in just a couple of weeks in support of the new album. He went to a boxing match over the weekend Took a lovely lady with him on his arm. He also posted a black and white dance video for a song on his new album called Hope You Do, and it's in black and white. And I remember when I had Chris Brown on the show, Border Crossings, he was about 16. It was right at the beginning of his career. He didn't have a lot to say at that time. Somebody really needed to coach him up on how to do an interview, because I got a lot of yep and nope answers, and that was about it. And I know I remember one thing. I asked him, Michael Jackson influenced your dance moves? And all I got was a yep, and that was about all. But Chris Brown, he's got a lot more to say these days, though. None of it you can put on the radio, but he's got a lot more to say. Justin Bieber was spotted over the weekend attending the Hillsong Church with his ex-girlfriend, Hailey Baldwin. So not really sure if they're back on or exactly what's happening with that relationship, but they were spotted together. Justin also being sued by a member of the press over an event that took place in an airport in Atlanta about a year or two ago, where Justin took a camera and threw it on the ground. And then the person who is the reporter is alleging that Justin threw out some racial slurs at him and insulted him and threatened him. And so now he's suing Justin. Scooter Braun, Justin's manager, said this is nothing but extortion. It's nothing but a money grabbing attempt by somebody in the media. Thank you, Peter, for your request here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Every once in a while, I like to throw out a new song, something that I heard that I liked, and I figured I'd give you a chance to hear it and check it out as well. And then over the weekend, I was out and about, and I heard this next song and video being played. And I've heard it in a couple of different locations in the last few months, 6 months or so since I heard it come out. But a great song, and every time I hear it, I want to play it. It's very chilling. It's very dark, but it's powerful. And it's sung by a group called Disturbed, who are from Chicago, Illinois. And the lead singer's name is David Draymond. And he's the guy doing all the singing, but he's got a great, powerful voice. This is a classic song. My 9-year-old son, Andrew, loves this song by Simon and Garfunkel. But I'm going to play it for you by Disturbed. And I hope you enjoy this new version of Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one. Turn the sound.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
When tomorrow comes, I'll be on my own, feeling frightened of the things that I don't know. When tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes. And though the road is long, I look up to the sky, and in the dark I found, I hope that I won't fly. And I sing along, then I sing aloud.
What a beautiful song. In 2015, recorded by Jesse J for the film Pitch Perfect 2, and that's called Flashlight, by request for Ernest Pever, and he's listening to us in Nigeria, and said this is for all Nigerian border crossing fans. So thank you very much for requesting Flashlight by Jesse J, who is on tour for her new album. It's her first album in a few years. The album's called The Rose. And so she's going to be coming to the United States on tour in October. Hopefully we'll be able to get her on studio for an interview, because I've always liked Jesse J's music. And it's kind of strange, back home in the UK, they don't appreciate her as much as we do in the US. With all that she's accomplished and all the big hits she's had, and Bang Bang and you name it, all of her songs, she's never been nominated for a Brit Award. Never been in consideration. But here in the US, we love her. And so we welcome her with open arms, and she'll be here soon. This coming up week, in fact, for the next 10 days, she's going to be busy. She's performing a concert in Hamburg, Germany. And then she's off to a bunch of festivals. She's performing in Rotseler, Belgium at the Werchter Boutique Festival. Then Landgraaf in the Netherlands for the Pink Pop Festival, which is a big festival there. And then in another festival in Barcelona, Spain next week. So she's got a full dance card, as they say. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. If you'd like to join us, give us a call, 202-619-2077. Veronica and Alexandra are answering calls and taking requests. Now, speaking of Jesse J, over the weekend, guess who had a birthday? He turned 68 over the weekend, had a party in West Hollywood, California, Stevie Wonder. celebrated a birthday. Jessie J was at his birthday party. She was invited, along with Kelly Rowland and Tim Witherspoon, Nick Cannon, Donald Glover, a lot of different celebrities as well there to celebrate with Stevie Wonder. So happy birthday to Stevie Wonder, because he always sings happy birthday. And we play it for other people's birthday, but now it's Stevie's birthday. All right, coming up next, we've got a request for Harry Styles, one of the former members of One Direction. Apparently, Niall Horan recently said in an interview that he does everything in his power to keep in contact with the guys. He said Zayn seems to be the hardest one to track down, but he likes to talk to all his former bandmates, and he is also the only one who is optimistic of a One Direction reunion. He said it'll happen one day. Don't know when, but it'll happen. Harry has been on tour for his debut solo album and just started the tour in the U.S. a couple of days ago, making a big statement about his opposition to gun violence. He's been very, very proactive about the issues we've been dealing with in the news headlines with the Parkland, Florida shooting and things like that. And he's participating actively in tighter gun restrictions and better gun control. Here's Harry Styles, my request for Solomon Adu in Ghana on Border Crossings. And this is called A Sign of the Times. You're listening to the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Harry Styles, and this is Sign of the Times.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from your bullet? A bullet.
Hi, this is Dido, and you're listening to the gorgeous Larry London.
That's Dido, and her big hit is called Thank You. She says she wrote that in 15 minutes sitting in a bar. And so the song came to her, and lucky it did, because that's become her biggest hit. That's a request from John, who's also known by Andre, and he is in Romania listening to Border Crossings and took time to call us last week for the request. And the reason we got it on today and he called last week is because, as I've said before, it takes 2 to 3 days to get a request played. We're not able to play them instantly, so if you make one today, it's not going to be on the air today. It takes a couple of days. And so thank you, everybody in Romania, for your patience and for listening. Our phone lines are open right now for about another 15 minutes. You can call 202-619-2077 and make a request. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov and, of course, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Mesfin Yegezu is with us on our Facebook page. Cletus Clark said hello. Junior Mansere in Kuwait. Janine Tesfe said, I'm checking in from Ethiopia. Salva Sador Denisor listens on 98.1 FM from Ghana. And posted a photo on his Facebook page with his lovely bride. So thank you very much, Janine. Maybe her. I don't know whether it's she or he, but Janine could be either way. It's a unisex name. Could be a he or a she. Ni Madri Dista is a new listener from Ghana, and I thank you for your request for Bruno Mars and Cardi B. Benjamin Mendy is tuned in and said hello to us from Accra. So thank you for your nice message. Kwajo Kwarteng Seth, Brian Cabasso, Seth Akizimana, Zaklin Cholo Zahar, Ephraim Marawi, Okanya Samson in northern Uganda is with us, Charity Derby Akidi, Ernest Pever, Clifford Malima, and Mikhail Andriatev, who's in Russia listening. So we thank you for joining us as well. This is Border Crossings, and coming up next, what's going on? What a big hit for Marvin Gaye, and a song that led to a very expensive lawsuit against Blurred Lines. And but Robin Thicke, Pharrell, and T.I. are making enough money to pay the $6 million to Marvin Gaye's estate for what they lost in a copyright infringement lawsuit. Because apparently Blurred Lines has just been certified diamond, which means it has sold over 10 million copies. It's a very rare certification for a song, but congratulations to them on that success. I wonder if that's going to lead to the Marvin Gaye estate to ask for more restitution for the copyright suit. Who knows? So let's listen to what's going on. Marvin Gaye for Nasir Jaleta, listening to Border Crossings today.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like it.
Solid.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right,
right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right,
Hi, I'm Rihanna, and you're listening to Larry London.
Baby, baby, when we first met, I never felt something so strong. You were like my lover and my best friend, all wrapped in one with a ribbon on it. And all of a sudden, when we left, I didn't know how to follow. It's like a shot that's spun me around, and now my heart's dead. I feel so empty and hollow, and I never give myself to another the way I gave it to you. Don't even recognize the ways you hurt me, baby. Gonna take a miracle to bring me back, and you're the one to blame. And now I feel like, oh, you're the reason why I'm thinking I don't wanna smoke on the cigarettes for more. I guess that's what I get for wishful thinking. Should've never let you enter my door.
Crossings, Rihanna, I think her accountant will be checking into rehab because she continues to make more and more and more money. It's unbelievable how much money this lady's making, you know, with her clothing line. And she has shoes, the Puma X Fenty shoe line. She is on the set, or was on the set recently, of Ocean's 8 with Cate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock. And by the way, the film is number one. Number one at the box office over the weekend, $41.5 million, knocked Solo off the top of the box office. But congratulations on everybody from Ocean's 8. I can't wait to see this film. I really want to see Ocean's 8 because I know Rihanna's great in the movie. She plays a character, you know, tough girl, bad girl. It's an all-female cast, and the whole premise of the film is they're going to do a jewelry heist. They're going to rob this very expensive diamond necklace from around this woman's neck at this big ball. And so they work out this whole plan, this elaborate plan. Cate Blanchett, Sandra Bullock, they kind of mastermind the whole thing. And it's a lot of fun. But all of the cast, Mindy Kaling and Anne Hathaway, they say that Rihanna was just such a... Everybody was walking around singing Rihanna songs on set. And she was so nice to everybody, and she gave them gifts. She came and passed out, you know, ex-Fenty, Puma, soft, you know, the shoes. She passed out lingerie. She passed out the makeup. She was giving that out to all of the people who were in the film, which is wonderful. It's very nice and generous of her. She makes millions and millions and millions of dollars and deserves it. She's so talented. Okanya Samson requested that for everybody in Uganda. Especially Okanya's wife, Catherine, who is listening to our show today. And I want to say hello to Quay Sterling, who is a new listener from Ghana, who's tuned in. Kwajo is also with us on our Facebook page. Solomon Adu said hello. Najim Udin, Omar Nouri, they also said hello at facebook.com/VOA. Larry London, love to hear from you. If you are listening to the program and you have access to computer, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or put the app on your cell phone and send us a message from your cell phone. You can also check us out at voanews.com. We are live streaming. We've got time for one more song, I believe. We can just barely fit it in. Request from Lawrence in Ghana. Avril Lavigne, where has she been since her divorce from Chad Kroeger of Nickelback? Where has she been? Well, she's been working on new music. She's going to be putting out a new album soon. She was seen a few weeks ago at the Race to Erase MS Gala, which was held in Beverly Hills, California. She was there along with Elle King and Lance Bass from NSYNC and many other stars. So she's getting out and about, which means new music is coming soon. Here is Avril Lavigne for Lawrence in Ghana, and this is called Keep Holding On.
You're not alone, together we stand. I'll be by your side, you know I'll take your hand. When it gets cold and it feels like the end, there's no place to go, you know I won't give in. No, I won't give in. Disappear before the doors close and it comes to an end. With you by my side, I will fight and defend. I'll fight and defend. Yeah, yeah. Keep holding on, 'cause you know we'll make it through. We'll make it through. You know I'm here for you, I'm here for you. There's nothing you can say, nothing you can say.
Kruger, but the two of them kind of seeing other people right now. So it's kind of, you know, one of those Hollywood weird kind of situations. But hopefully they'll come together again and bring it together. I want to say hello to Lexi Cal, who just checked in to let us know she's listening to Border Crossings. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director. And thanks to Veronica and Alexandra, our intern producers, who are helping out put the show together. We'll be back tomorrow right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.